Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Hi, how are you? How you doing? Hi, how are you? Hey, hi, how are you doing? Way to go. Come on in. Get in here. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 word story all by its lonesome. But on Saturday, that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, yeah. Tom from Footnote chose the topic for this week, and it was barbecue. Oh yeah, the summer's over, and too cold in most parts of the country.
I just want to have one more hamburger, Daddy.
Well, here's your burger. So are you ready? You ready? Let's find out who won last week so we can see who goes first. And that's Chris Daly of Riding with the Window Down Show. Congratulations, Chris, and here's nothing. He didn't send me this story. And there weren't any rookies either. So I guess it's time for the veterans. They just keep showing up. First up in the stack, check. It's Paul. Okay, Paul, welcome back. Let's hit it.
This is Paul, and this is my 100 Word Story podcast on barbecue for the 100 Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And if you can write 100 words 500 times in a month, you can write a novel. Learn more about National Novel Writing Month, that's November, by pointing your browser to NaNoWriMo.com. Barbecue. The sound of the word makes my mouth water. Smoky, greasy ribs with the crusty burnt edges. Brisket, what falls apart when you look at it. Spicy sausages so good, they're obscene. A chunk of cheese. Tearful slices of onion. Wedges of pickles. And styrofoam bowls of barbecue beans. All washed down with an ice cold beer. Sure, I know people what prefer barbecue chicken. I know a gal what orders barbecued turkey. But me, I'm a purist. I only eat the real stuff. Slabs of meat smoked for hours, what drips in fat. Except on Saturday. On Saturday, I'm vegetarian.
What? Vegetarian? Oh, now we're gonna get the explicit tag. Way to go, Paul. Thank you, Paul. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they send me for a link. Speaking of, who sent another one? Let's see. Oh, Tom sent the next one. Okay, Tom from Footnote. He came up with the topic. So let's see what he did with it. Home court advantage. Here we go with Tom from Footnote.
A fiery chili, it's a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Simon, the lone podcaster. Hi-yo, Simon, away! With his faithful, chunky companion Burrows, the daring, resourceful mass rider of the plains leads a fight for law and order of the early West. We turn with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The lone podcaster rides again.
St. Peter fired up the Weber outside the gates. Tennessee hickory gently glowing pulled pork sizzled, bathed in Carolina Ruby sauce. Nice barbecue, said Burroughs. What happened? Inquired Peter. A loaded banana, returned Burroughs. As a hickory crackled, a melody rolled across the clouds. Rosini, mused Peter. The Lone Ranger? Intoned Bill. They both spun around and yelled, William Tell!
Hi, boys. Don't forget to cook that slowly,
said Joan Vollmer. A Smith and Weston pointed at Burroughs. Her aim was no better than Bill's. St. Peter fell face first into the Weber. Hey, Joan! Blam! Bill toppled over Peter.
Folks are going to have to go back to the previous few weekly challenges to understand this one. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at Footnote, an exploration of American myth. America is pretty much a myth at this point, isn't it? I'd like to have 3 cups of America. Get out of here. Okay, up next is Guy David, the man who does the music in the background at the beginning and the end. And for his lovely piece here, he's got Electronica, he's got the Night Guy podcast, and he's got the 16th. He'll come up with more. He'll just, you know, the Night Monkey, you know, stuff like that. And check them all out. They're all at GuyDavid.com and right here.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy, and if you happen to be on Second Life, please check out the Night Guy group for updates on my various podcasts. And now on for today's story.
A barbecue deal yesterday. She came out crispy crunchy. Drama was at the grill. He's a master chef. You should see what he does with the salamander eye. Pure art. Loni protested at first, but when she tasted her own flesh, she had to admit it tasted good. Our neighbor came over. At first we thought he came to join us. We always have room at our table for our neighbors. It turned out he came to complain. Apparently, the smell of barbecuing flesh didn't agree with his delicate smell sense. So I turned him into a frog.
Thank you, Guy. You can check out more by Guy David, as I said before, GuyDavid.com. Now, I would never say forget Guy's story and then edit this bit in later. No, I'd never cover my tracks like that. No, not at all. Okay, here comes a really bad edit. Next up is Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses. Oh, boy. Oh, no. I recognize a name in this one.
The things that had once been Frank and Jim waited. Even as zombies, they faced the question of what's for dinner. A yuppie ran past. Frank looked at Jim. Jim tried to say white meat was too dry. But all that came out was a garbled snarl. A Chinese guy ran past, but Frank didn't bother. They would be hungry again in an hour. The Italian guy running past caused Jim to perk up, but Frank hit him on the arm. Italian food gave him gas. Suddenly, Lawrence Simon ran by. Frank and Jim looked at each other.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim to life.
Is somebody going to choose a theme one week of just killing me? Okay? Killing me, eating me, shooting me. Should I just declare that to be the topic for next week? Just get it out of everybody's system? Okay? No, really. Vote for Planet Z this week, and it'll be killing me. Okay? All right? Killing me softly. Like a Halloween story based on killing me. All right? Okay. Now, thank you, Houston Keys. Next up is Liana. We don't have that many this week. I guess it's too cold to barbecue in most places. So here's Liana from Hodgepodge Point at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. You can check all the links in the show notes. I guess I skipped that thing. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent in this week. You know, it always gets screwed up when there's no rookies. The winner doesn't bother sending something. I think Chris went up to New York to meet up with Mikey Pod. Something like, hi, Mikey Pod, how are you? You're not listening to this. Neither are you, Chris. You just wanted to toss one in. You just wanted a victory. You just wanted to kick sand in everyone's faces. Ooh, I'm a big podcatcher. I go hang out with the big podcatcher. Well, you know, to each his own. So here we go. Liana hanging out with us little people. Little people. Here we go. Can I say here we go a few more times? Well, here we go.
Hey, everyone. It's Liana from the semi-absent Hodgepodge Point. National Novel Writing Month is around the corner, and I'm gearing up to succeed this year. If you'd like to be buddies on the site, I'm looking at you, Paul, and anyone else, please send me an email at hodgepodgepoint@gmail.com or nanomail, and we'll fume over each other's massive word counts. So for this week's challenge number 79, Barbecue, I have the following story titled Potluck. Dear Chef, said Ivan to the giant, stew is very appetizing, but with the right blend of ingredients, a barbecue would make you eat like the king. I happen to have a mix in my bag. Let me lather myself in its delight. If I'm to be eaten, I wish to be eaten right. Compliant, the giant lifted Ivan, who went straight to work, stripping and rubbing till he was bright red and slick. Grabbing and slipping, the giant gathered nothing but the tasty sauce. With sticky fingers, he couldn't resist sitting and licking them while immortal Ivan got away.
Brilliant! Brilliant moral tale! I love fables, don't you?
Thank you, Liana. You can check out more at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Finally, the last person to send something in today, unless I get a whole bunch of messages saying, I sent something to you, but it didn't get in your mail. Look, isfullofcrap@gmail.com. I don't think I've lost all that many there. And if I have, well, I suck. Hold on. I'm going to go to gmail.com. Got one from Jimmy Tucker for Blueberry. Who gives a crap about frickin' Blueberry? Spam. Men like V. Alright. Monal. Mega Dick is your new weapon. Cialis. Plumping Shaft for Tia. Separate yourself from other men. Trust our wonder medicine and your penis will surprise you. Great, just what I needed doing balloon animals. October, 72% off. Near drunk. Prepare yourself for news. Looks like something Jakar would say. Something reality. Use our toll-free number. Email us with any question. Is there a doggy heaven? Gain a whopping shaft, Andy. No medicine can satisfy your penis needs as ours. Exquisite replica. Oh, that's just for watches. Probably a watcher on your penis. So, I haven't received any messages from that have gotten caught in the spam filter there. If you're sending them to my main address and they get nicked, oops. But isfullofcrap@gmail.com. So that's the reading of the spam filter. Maybe we'll make this a tradition every week. Or not. Well, we've delayed the inevitable. Here it is. Planet Z.
Man, get it.
Dad?
Yes, son?
Why do we grill with mesquite?
Son, it's something that goes back, way back to the days of the Bible.
Wow.
In fact, that burning bush that spoke to Moses, it was a mesquite bush.
Really?
After Moses got done talking to it and getting the Ten Commandments, the bush was still burning. So Moses leaned those stone tablets together, gathered up some branches, made a smoke shack out of them, and made himself some mesquite camel jerky.
Dad?
Yes, son?
You're so full of shit.
And there you have it. Some stories about barbecue. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. That's right, voting. That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners, well, the winner goes first next week. I'm giving up on sending out the magnets. I keep saying, I put them in the envelopes, I don't get the postage, I don't go by the post office, they're just stacked up right here. Come on, Bob. Come on down here, I'll give them to you. I email things. Electronic billing. Who mails things anymore? You can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed from the website. One-click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready. There are even little pickle players all over the place, podcastpickle.com, cool stuff. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that cool? There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of those weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.
Closing.